This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 469. This episode, of course, is sponsored by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, over the holidays, I went to a party, and I was shocked to find that the most popular person in the room was actually the accountant. You see, the biggest tax change in the past 30 years was passed by the Republicans last year, and most of us are struggling to try to understand what does it mean to our business and to our personal tax return. Here to help is Mark Stepper, who is the Chief Tax Officer at Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. He's responsible for key initiatives that support overall tax service delivery and quality assurance. He also serves as Jackson Hewitt's liaison with the IRS, the states, and other government authorities. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and great to be here. Very exciting time. I wish I was at that party where the accountant was the most popular. That's not the ones I'm going to these days, but, well, it's all good.
The biggest question I get from small business owners on the tax change was, WTF, what the freak is going on?
Well, I'd like to tell you that, you know, the rules really regarding some of these pass-through and this qualified business deduction of 20% were clear, but that's probably, if not the most confusing section of the Tax Cuts and Job Act. It's certainly one of the more confusing areas. And quite frankly, there's a lot to be determined on that so far. Definitions, regulations, what it exactly means, who's in, who's out. So a lot to be determined on that, even though we're already barreling down the road where it's impacting people. So
let's talk about most
to be determined.
Yeah, most companies are organized as LLCs or S's. So this falls under the pass-through where you're going to be able to take 20%, I guess, of your income at a lower rate, right?
Well, the devil's in the details of your qualified business income, and lots of various limitations apply, and lots of categories may not be able to enjoy it, especially in the service sector. So for attorneys and accountants, there are some carve-outs, but that definition of what exactly is the QBI, or the qualified business income, that is the 20% deduction, that's not long-tenured established in law. They haven't defined, is that your net income, is that your after-tax income, is that your after-amortization and they've really not defined what that is, and then you start breaking out into service businesses or product businesses or retail businesses. You know, there's a lot of definition that needs to be filled out so people will know exactly what it is. But it is 20% of their pass-through business income is allowed as a deduction, but a little bit more detail would be helpful, and that's simply in process with the IRS and with the regulation writers.
But we know that if you're in the commercial real estate business like the president, you're all good, right? You get the lowest possible tax rate that's out there, correct?
I don't know that any of it's for certain. That would certainly seem to be the case, but like I say, we want to see both the regulations and the specifics and the forms and the form instructions if you want to add on to that, and those are simply not prepared yet. Just the law, which sounds pretty simple, right? Here's the law, but as we've all come to know in 100 years of tax administration, words matter, and the specifics in the regulation and in the instructions and on the form matter, so a lot's to be determined.
So a lot of questions also come out of small businesses, Mark, where they say, well, you know, I've heard all this publicity around that corporations, C corporations got a huge tax decrease down to 20%. Should I change my business to be a C corporation from an LLC or S? What's your advice?
Well, I always tell folks this, and this is pretty timeless advice that I've given as a CPA for 30 years. You certainly want to know what tax implications are to you individually, you as a business owner or a business manager or an executive at a business. You always want to know what the tax rules are. But I always hesitate to tell people to make critical infrastructure changes, critical structural changes to your business, or even investments in direction or strategically based on taxes, because it's such a fluid and such a subject to change percentage element. So, you know, it's good to know what it means, but it could just as quickly be changed with a legislative footnote. And so restructuring as a C corporation to get that 21% rate down from the 35 or so, that sounds great, but then you're troubled with the getting the money out. And as you know, that you try to get the cash out, then you got to pay a dividend tax, but maybe that's going to be good. So it's good to know. It's good to ask your tax pro what it means. But I always hesitate to say, yeah, you need to restructure and get that 21% rate, because you might get it as part of the pass-through. You might get it as a part of some other exemption, or you might get it, but then you got to pay taxes when you do the dividend. So you're getting double taxed at an even higher rate. So know what the tax rules are, but go cautiously into investing for a tax perk, buying an asset for a tax perk, or restructuring your business for a tax perk. That's just very, very dangerous, roulette to play. You might win, but more often than not, if you're restructuring just for taxes, one, that's not generally what the, legislators intended. They really don't want you to re-carve your business into another business just for a tax play, but there may be another way to get there.
We're talking with Mark Stebra, who's the Chief Tax Officer at Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. So let's kind of switch gears here. Those things don't take advantage till 2018. What kinds of things can we be doing this year to get some deductions or to manage our taxes, even if we don't know the rules are clear?
Well, I will say there's some that's vague, and I don't want to make it sound like the entire tax cuts bill was just some, vague written document.
It was all written in the margins. We understand
But there are some really, really clear sections, and I would say this for your business owners and your listeners. There's a lot of really great, pretty clear rules as it relates to asset expense recapture or depreciation or depreciating and expensing capital assets. So there's some really good rules related to business asset acquisition, depreciation, expense recapture, the 179 deductions. And in fact, one thing I would throw out to you small business owners, I get this question a lot. What happens to my 2017 tax return? And there's not a lot that happens to 2017 for individuals or businesses, but there were two carve-outs. And one I would highlight related to the small businesses. There's a bonus depreciation increase that does go into effect for 2017, retroactive, for assets purchased after about September 27th. So not a lot hits 2017 for anybody. There's a small medical carve-out. But there is a little bit of an asset depreciation recapture for assets that were placed in service after September 2017. You can pull some of that bonus depreciation into your 2017 return.
Wow.
And that's important because that's the one you're doing right now. So when you're talking with your pro, you might ask them about the bonus depreciation deduction that might be available retroactive from the Tax Cuts Act. Not everybody's software has gotten updated for that, but it exists right now. As you asked, going forward, look to the asset recapture, provisions. Those are pretty clear. Those are pretty well carved out on what you can take. And my point would be very simply this: they are more favorable, and as a part of the overall tax cut aspect, if you want to look at some of the intangibles, it was to generate business activity. It was to generate capital purchases, allowing businesses big and small to recapture those through depreciation or immediate expensing. Those are a lot of the changes to the tax bill for small businesses. There are others in there, to be sure: interest deductions, methods of accounting, luxury automobile limits, stuff for a variety of other things. In fact, there was a ton of stuff in the tax cut bill related to businesses, less perhaps for individuals, even though you hear more about that, but a lot to look to. So for your listeners and any taxpayer who's got a business, big or small, or works for a business, take a close look at some of the tax law changes related to business taxes. That was the lion's share, in my opinion, of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
So the last question I wanted to ask you, Mark, was really, people are always looking for a trusted accountant, a trusted tax preparer. Why should people go to Jackson Hewitt Tax Service for that type of service?
Well, that's a great question, and it's probably the most important question. How do you pick a good tax professional? And what I tell folks is this: first, you have to like the person that you're dealing with, because if you don't have the good relationship with the person, you're not going to share information. And tax preparation, regardless of a lot of the other implications, it is a sharing business. You got to share your intimate secrets about your business, good and bad, with your shared and trusted professional. The second of a couple of things to look for is make sure they're trained in what you have. And if you don't have a tax pro at Jackson Hewitt or anywhere who is experienced with business and even tailored down to small business versus big business or pass-through business or some of the new gig economies, then ask around. We've got 20,000 people. You'll find someone who has experience, but don't settle just for a tax professional, whether it be a CPA, an enrolled agent, a tax attorney, or what have you, if they don't have the collateral experience and training that you need, because taxes are specific, and you've got to have someone who's got the training on the activity that you're looking for, business in this case, but more importantly, look for some experience. The third and final tenant that you really want, besides somebody who you can work with and someone who's trained and experienced, is you want to make sure they guarantee their service. A lot of people pop up, especially right now, say, I'm a tax pro. Could be your uncle, could be your brother-in-law, but you want to make sure that they stand behind their work and they guarantee service. And if that's at Jackson Hewitt, great. If that's not, find the person you want.
Well, Mark, I appreciate being on the show. Just give me a website where people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, our website's one-stop shopping, jacksonhewitt.com, www.jacksonhewitt.com. You can get tons of tax information, small business information, tips, or just put your zip code in and find the office nearest you and head on over.
Mark, thanks for being on the show. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways, and there's your snow cover. There is no sugarcoating what's going on right now. If you have to head out and about, please delay your travel. Let the plows get out there and do their job. Multiple spinouts, too many to mention, cars and ditches. So definitely, if you have to head out, I wouldn't even recommend it at this time. Right now, we'll start things off on 355 northbound 159th, where there's a crash blocking the right lane. That is the only major issue right now on the area roadways that we know of. But like I said, spinouts, cars in ditches, snow-covered roads. It's going to be a long morning of travel if you have to head out. So please, if you can, delay that travel. If winter weather advisory stays in effect until noon, and once the snow moves out, we'll see occasional snow throughout the day, highs in the mid-20s. 18 O'Hare, 23 in Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications.
Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
If you still haven't purchased the very best pillow, of course I'm talking about MyPillow, the four-pack deal is back. So I strongly urge you to go online or call now to make sure you take advantage of this great deal. A great night's sleep is so important, so give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep by ordering a MyPillow. By using the promo code Amy, you'll get the absolute best deal available anywhere. The MyPillow 4-pack deal includes two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere MyPillows at 50% off. I love that I can move the fill to get the support I need, regardless if I sleep on my back or side. I never wake up with a stiff neck or headache. And MyPillow is made in America, washable and dryable, hypoallergenic, and has a 10-year warranty plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. So get your 50% off the 4-pack in February by calling 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Amy.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, it's no secret that a lot of startups die in their first few years. So what are the shortcuts to success? Here to help is Courtney Rehm. He's the co-founder of M13, a brand development and investment company accelerating businesses at the nexus of consumer products, technology, and media. Courtney has been featured on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, the Inc. 500 fastest-growing private businesses in America, Richard Branson's best-selling book, Screw Business as Usual, and most recently, the Goldman Sachs Builders and Innovations 100 Most Intriguing Entrepreneurs. It's got a book out. It's called Shortcut for Your Startup, or just Shortcut Your Startup, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's not supposed to be a tongue twister. For some of us, it is. So a lot of people go out and start businesses, and then a year later, they're dead, and they've gone through a tremendous amount of money, a tremendous amount of effort. Why does that happen?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons. I think one of the biggest reasons is our first startup, SwitchUp, which talks about getting in the trenches. I think most people don't go deep enough on their business idea to really understand the state of play, because if they did, it doesn't mean they wouldn't do it, but it probably means they'd approach it differently.
So when you say they don't go deep enough, tell us more about that. What does it mean to go deeper?
Well, you know, we give specifics in the book. I think that as an example, there are not that many new ideas in the world unless you're someone like an Elon Musk. And don't get me wrong, someone listening to this might have a new idea. But for the most part, if I come up with something new, I always ask myself, why me? Why now? Why has no one done this? And at least to the last part, why has no one done this? Most times I find out someone is. Doesn't mean they're not doing it in a way that's different than what you do. Doesn't mean you can't execute it better. But people are, you know, there's a lot of people probably doing your idea. You just have to kind of figure out unique things around it.
But I always tell people that businesses are not really about ideas. They're really about the execution of those ideas, because you got a lot of great businesses out there where the premise is pretty simple, but the execution actually is pretty hard to do.
Sure. No, I couldn't agree more. My dad, who the book is dedicated to, used to always say, but I think he paraphrased it from someone else, ideas are cheap, execution is dear. And so, yes, it actually absolutely comes down to the execution. I jokingly, when I've been giving a little book speech here, I say, hey, you know who this book's for? You know who has an idea for starting a business? Everyone.
That's right.
And so we tried to write something that was very much in line with what we do at M13, and we actually kind of call it a playbook approach. So we tried to write the book in a way that was very playbook oriented and very simple to a degree, because I think exactly as you said, it's all about the execution, and no one needs more ideas. They need ideas on how to execute their idea.
Absolutely. We're talking with Courtney Rehm. He's the author of Shortcut Your Startup. So give us some of those shortcuts, Courtney.
Sure. There's about 10 startup switch-ups, aka shortcuts, in the book. One of my favorite ones is called Know If You're a Sailboat or Speedboat. And the quick gist on that one is that most companies that we read about today, the quote-unquote sexy companies like a Lyft or a Airbnb or something like that, are all speedboats because they're marketplaces, they are winner take all or something like that, and they take a lot of capital to get to scale. And so people mistakenly think they're speedboats when really we feel like most companies are sailboats, meaning you catch a little gust of wind, you get a little momentum, you stop, pause, you know, kind of recalibrate the wind, aka your strategy, try new tactics, catch a little gust of wind, and you continue that way. So that's one chapter I think is really interesting for most people. Another startup switch up we like a lot is called Think Milestones, Not Time, in terms of raising capital. We see so many people go, oh, I'm going to raise $100,000 and that'll last for 3 months. And we think the mindset should be different. It should be, I'm going to raise $100,000 and that's going to help acquire my first 100 customers, which will tell me X. And that could happen in a matter of days, a matter of weeks. It could take more than 3 months. It's not really relevant. It's the milestones that you base, that capital on. So that's an important one. And then I'll give you one more. We love a lot of these startup switch-ups we wrote in a way that are hopefully catchy, so you remember them and go, oh yeah, I remember reading that. So we have one that's called Do What You Do Best and Outsource the Rest, with the idea being that the difference between good, better, and best has never been so pronounced. And most companies, unless you're a big company, can't get away with just being mediocre at something. You need to figure out what you do best in class, focus on that, and do everything you can to eliminate any other distraction.
So let's dig into deep into a couple of those, and let's start with the last one. I find that a lot of startups get off course because they try to be everything to everybody. Do you see that too?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point is, I mean, this is a consistent theme and a consistent we talk that we have is you have to be known for something before you can be known for everything,
right.
Slash what brands are actually known for everything. I mean, I always, having our first entrepreneurial venture a while back was a spirits company. I always joke, you know, Grey Goose is known for vodka. Most people don't know Grey Goose had a gin, but nobody knows about that because Grey Goose is not associated with gin. You have to be known for one thing. If you're going to be Bonobos, a company that we were an early investor in that got known for great fitting men's pants, doesn't mean you can't do belts and shirts, but you will always be known as great fitting pants. So don't forget that competitive advantage.
I think a lot of people also have a hard time, as you said, figuring out how to outsource things because especially a lot of startups, they want to do everything themselves or they feel, Courtney, that they can't afford to outsource it.
Yeah, and you know what? It all depends on your industry. Sometimes outsourcing costs more. Sometimes it actually doesn't. But one of the underlying tenets of our book is that time is the new money. And when you prioritize your money over your time, a lot of times you get into trouble. And, you know, I've had a lot of people say to me, well, it's easy to say if you're someone that has money or you've raised a bunch of money and most people haven't. And that's a very fair point. But I think the mindset still holds because we kind of go through what's changed in our book. And money, although not easy to come by, there's so many different ways to find money and get creative versus even 5 or 10 years ago. So I think it's important to realize that by taking on something and not outsourcing it, yes, you might save a little money, but you've lost a lot of time. And what you could be doing with that time could generate a lot more money.
And I love the idea you talk about that as far as raising money or getting money, you should really base it on milestones, not time. Because I think that people think that longevity is some kind of goal, but it really isn't. You got to achieve certain milestones like get customers to buy your products.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so that is the point too, is that yeah, if I can do XYZ in that amount of time, then you've kind of generated more value overall versus saving money. And not every business is meant to be a top line generator, but that kind of goes back to, you know, working backwards from what your goals are and what kind of company you have, because some are meant to be very cost conscious from the start and others are meant to drive the top line while not losing sight of the bottom line.
And I love this idea of sailboats versus speedboats, because I think most people, a lot of entrepreneurs, fantasize that they really are a speedboat. You know, they want to be the next Mark Zuckerberg. And I wrote an article a while back saying how wanting to be the next Mark Zuckerberg is actually killing your business, because I think you're right. Most people are sailboats, and I think that's okay. You can build a nice, very profitable business that you can sell, right? Being a sailboat?
Right. No, right. And you know, we and that's part of the problem that we talk about in the book is everything's just been so glamorized with you could be the next Facebook. I mean, you could be, but you probably aren't.
Won't be.
I've started nothing
right.
As close to Facebook. Right. But there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we talk about, hey, you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to have a little business on Etsy. That's great. And you should do that. But just kind of know that you're a sailboat and know what your goals are with it and make sure you stay in your lane, so to speak, and don't try to use Mark Zuckerberg's tactics because you'll run out of money pretty quickly.
One of the last question I wanted to ask you is the most difficult problem a lot of entrepreneurs run into is their ability to scale. You know, they can get some customers together, they can create a little business, but then when they try to scale it, that's really where they fail. What's your advice for those people?
You said when they try and scale it,
try to scale,
they
fail? What's the advice? Because they really fail a lot of times.
Yeah, I think, again, I would say not every business is meant to scale, so you should really think
right.
About if you are meant to. If you are, I think what ends up happening with a lot of these companies is we have a startup switch up in here called Obsessively Take Advantage of Your Unfair Advantages, and we also have one that's called Build In Flexibility and a Diversified Focus. And I think, you know, people get so jumpy in today's day and age about pivot this, pivot that. But I think there's something to be said for making sure you know what you're looking for, because most, even most speedboat companies have been built off one or two incredibly astute insights. And so I think the key is to be looking for that insight. And if you have to change course a little, that's why companies don't scale, because they're working off the wrong insight.
All right, I got to keep you all there. Courtney, thanks for being on the show. This is AM 560, The Answer. The title of the book is Shortcut Your Startup. Be right back.
Larry Elder points out the rise in the president's approval rating.
Trump's ratings are creeping up a little bit. Rasmussen has him at 49%. Macron in France in November was at 46%. Merkel, Germany in December, 38%. Trudeau, Canada, January of this year, 37%. My goodness. Those leaders must be racist. They must be xenophobes. They must be dictators.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. Israel firing back at Syrian and Iranian forces after an Iranian drone entered Israeli airspace.
Israel released video of what it says is the drone being blown out of the sky by an Apache helicopter. Iran would not confirm the Israeli claim, the Iran Foreign Ministry calling it ridiculous. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there's no doubt who was responsible.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Jerusalem. An Israeli military spokesperson says one IDF jet was hit by anti-aircraft fire, but both pilots ejected successfully. Two Ohio police officers are dead following a response to a 911 hang-up call authorities believe involved potential domestic abuse.
At 12:10, the officers arrived on the scene. As they went into the apartment, they were immediately met with gunfire, and both officers were shot.
Westerville Police Chief Joe Morbitzer, suspect Quentin Lamar Smith, was also shot and is now in custody. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. If you have to head out and about, just give yourself a lot of extra time. But please delay your travel if you can. Almost all of your roads and tollways are all slick and snow covered. Now, on the tollways, 355 northbound 159th, crash box the right lane inbound the Bishop Ford to 403rd. There is a car in the ditch. Also on the south side, 63rd east of Cottage Grove, crews are on the scene of a structure fire. This update is sponsored by Alphamonte Ford. Stop. Before you buy your new car, you must visit Alphamonte Ford now. Truckloads of new cars and trucks have just arrived, and everything is priced to sell quickly. Alphamonte Ford is at 25th and North Avenue in Melrose Park. Winter weather advisory is in effect until noon with at least 1 to 3 inches possible. Locally higher amounts elsewhere. Going to see a high in the mid-20s, but once the snow ends, we may see some sporadic snow showers elsewhere. Temperatures 18 at O'Hare, 21 at Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
I'm planning on taking this the rest of my life because until I started taking your stuff, I never took as many fruits and vegetables in a day as I get through you guys. You know, I'm very, very, very satisfied.
My pain and my it went away. I swear to you that that's the truth.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
You know, I always say that sometimes some job candidates just give good interview. And what I mean by that is that they're really great at the interview, but then when you hire them as employees, they just plain stink. And of course, there are other people that are not really good at interviewing, but end up being great employees. So how can you tell the difference? Here to help is Nathan Hirsch. He's a serial entrepreneur, an expert in remote hiring and e-commerce. He started his first e-commerce business out of his college dorm room and has sold over $25 million online. He's now the co-founder and CEO of FreeUp.com, a marketplace that connects businesses with pre-vetted freelancers in e-commerce and digital marketing. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
So have you had that situation where people give good interview, but then they're not so great when you hire them?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been hiring people since before I could legally drink. And it's really funny, the people that pass the interview, sometimes you're like, oh, maybe this guy will be okay. And they end up being all-stars, people that have worked with me for 8+ years. And you have some people that crush it. And at the first week, you're like, wow, what did I get myself into?
So why do you think that happens?
Well, I once took a college class on how to interview. It didn't teach me how to do the job correctly. It just taught me how to answer the interview questions properly. And a lot of people spend so much time focusing on how to answer these interviews correctly. So on the client side, when you're hiring, you really need to focus on finding red flags. That's really what the interview should be about. It shouldn't be about asking standardized questions that get the standardized response. You should be trying to trick the applicant. I always say to focus on skill, attitude, and communication, because if you find someone that has a good skill set, but they can't communicate or they have a bad attitude or vice versa with any of them, you usually end up with a bad experience. So when you're interviewing people, you should be trying to ask questions that say, hey, maybe this person doesn't have the skill set that they're saying, or maybe this person will be a bad attitude and a cancer, or hey, maybe I'm having a tough time communicating with this person, or they're going to have a tough time communicating with my team. And if you focus on those three things instead of generic interview questions, you'll have a lot more success.
So what kind of interview questions can you actually ask to make sure that the way the person is in an interview is really congruent with how they'll be as an employee?
Yeah, and it goes for contractors too. One of my favorite questions is to ask people to rate their different skill sets. So let's say they have 5 different skill sets. I say, hey, 1 to 10. Tell me each one of them, and then also tell me a reason behind of why you're saying that. And a lot of times you can get different things out of someone. For example, if they're saying they're a 10 out of 10, but they have 6 months of experience, that should be a huge red flag. Vice versa, if you're hiring them for a high-level job and they say 3 out of 10, you'll know the same thing. And it really keeps them accountable, because if they're like, hey, I'm a 10 out of 10 on Excel, and day one they don't have the Excel skills that you say, you can follow back up and really cut them off before you waste your time and your money. Because if you look at hiring as an investment, it's in your best interest to, yes, catch them at the interview, but the interview is also designed to hold them accountable for everything they say there, and you can eliminate it before you continue to invest more and more into them.
So do you mention the skills you want them to rate themselves, or do they mention the skills?
I tell them to give me a list of your top 5 skill sets and rank each one and to tell me why.
And then also, if people give you, are they supposed to give you some skills or not so great? Or are you expecting them to say, all right, I'm 9 out of 10 in most of these things?
No, I mean, there's a time and a place for people that are 3 out of 10s, and there's a time and a place for someone who's a 9 out of 10, depending on the skill set. I hire plenty of virtual assistants that are maybe 3 out of 10, but then I can teach them. But what's important to me is I need to know who's a 3 out of 10. I need to know who's a 9 out of 10 before I get started.
So for me, I think a lot of people, they hire on skills, not attitude. And I think you can teach skills, Nathan, but you really can't teach attitude. What kind of questions do you ask them to make sure they have an attitude and communication skills that will really fit into your company?
Yeah, so one thing that I like to do is, I mean, I'm in the freelancing business, and not every single client is rainbows and unicorns. So there's going to be different clients that come along the way. So during the interview question, during the interview, I might say something rude to them or catch them off guard a little bit and see how they handle it. Does it throw them off course and they kind of get a little bit more aggressive, or do they stay polite and kind of realize that that's not how you talk to people? And as a freelancer, as a contractor, as an employee, you have to be able to handle that stuff with grace. So throwing a little trick in there just to make sure that they have that attitude and they're not just going to blow up on the first sign of adversity is usually a nice touch.
So tell us a little bit with the last minute we have about FreeUp and how it can help small business owners.
Definitely. So you have all the marketplaces out there for freelancers, Upwork, Fiverr. You go there, you post a job, you get 100 applicants, you interview them one by one, and it takes forever, and you never know what you're going to get. With FreeUp, we do it differently. We get hundreds of applicants before they get into the marketplace. We vet them for skill, attitude, communication. We take the top 1%, one out of every 100 applicants, and then make them available to you first come, first serve. We're hands-on to make sure you have a good experience with 24/7 support. And on the back end, we're also insurance against turnover. If a worker quits for any reason, we cover all replacement costs. So we save you time on the front end and protect you on the back end.
And by using your kind of service, what kind of premium does a small business owner usually pay?
Yeah, so our fee is 15% with the $2 minimum, but it's factored in. So if we tell you Bob is $10 an hour, you're paying $10 an hour. The freelancers are setting their own rates on the marketplace, and we have freelancers, both U.S. and non-U.S., from $5 to $50 an hour for any budget.
Well, Nathan, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to get in touch with Nathan, you can go to www.freeup.com. Nathan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This is AM 560 The Answer, getting your small business unstuck. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. It's a mess if you are heading out and about. Please give yourself extra time if you absolutely have to. If you don't have to, just stay inside. It's not even worth it. We're still dealing with a crash in the right lane, northbound 355 at 159th. Car still in the ditch. Inbound of the Bishop Ford before 103rd, and I think that's going to be just the story of the morning. Also, a structure fire 63rd east of Cottage Grove on the city south side. And all your roadways are moving very slow. No real congestion per se, but with the snow-packed roadways, they are still looking pretty heavy, and it's going to be that way for quite some time today. Don't forget, a winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon. We'll see some snow throughout the day, high in the mid-20s. Right now at O'Hare, it's 18, 21 Midway, 22 at the Lake. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at Barry@Moltz.com. That's Barry@Moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, with one of the biggest states in the union, California, just legalizing marijuana, there's a lot of discussion about what is the future of legal cannabis in the U.S. and the commercialization that usually comes along with that. I want to welcome Ben Cord, whose passion for recovery and prevention and harm reduction comes from his own struggle with substance abuse, sober since 6/15/96. Ben has been part of the recovery community in almost any way imaginable, from recipient to a provider to a spokesperson. Ben has a deep understanding of the issues and personal motivation to see the harmful effects of drugs and alcohol abuse minimized. In 2007, Ben helped start the Colorado-based nonprofit Phoenix Multisport. He's got a new book out. It's called Weed Incorporated, published by HCI. It was published last year in 2017. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Barry. Pleasure to be with you.
So there's a lot of discussion going on with California being the newest state that legalized marijuana. And then now you have attorney Jeff Sessions saying that they're going to start enforcing the federal statute against it. Is this a good thing or a bad thing for people in the U.S.?
I think the idea of large-scale commercialization is overall a bad thing. I think that advancing the conversation forward about past harms created, both intentional and unintentional, with drug policies in this country is fantastic and long overdue. But there's a lot of distance between reversing some of the harms of the past and maybe decriminalizing things and giving the keys to the kingdom to a commercial industry.
So let's separate those two things out, because as you said, decriminalization is one thing and commercialization is the other. But unfortunately, where there is capitalism, a lot of times those two things come hand in hand. Why is commercialization a bad idea if it is raising tax revenue and people are just getting what they want?
So the tax revenue question is an interesting one, and I'd probably point everybody to the book because there's a longer explanation. But taxing vice substances is incredibly complex, especially when you look at the harms and risks associated with. You always want to make sure you're finding a net gain as opposed to a net loss. And with other substances, tobacco and alcohol, for example, it's always been a really significant net loss. So the taxing is complex. The reason why I think that this could be separated out between a commercialization and a decriminalization is significant. We have never attempted to allow businesses to do what they're doing in this country before, or really a whole lot like it when it comes to cannabis. So Vermont made a really interesting decision, and they have moved forward with basically decriminalization. D.C. has decriminalized. Colorado and California, on the other hand, it's really all about the business. And if it's a business who's selling a product that has no associated issues with it, then huge, quick growth is not a problem. But marijuana is not quite as benign as a lot of people think that it is in today's form.
So are you against it because here's yet another drug or substance like alcohol or whatever it is that people are going to get involved with and it's going to be harmful to their lives?
Yeah, when you look at the numbers, you know, I've worked inside a nonprofit drug and alcohol treatment for the last 10 years, and when you look at the numbers, far and away, I mean, twice over, alcohol is the most damaging substance that we deal with in this country. And it's not necessarily because alcohol is a particularly nastier substance than others, it's because it's consumed so much more frequently. And I would put forth that its consumption is a pretty direct result of its availability as well as the normalization of its use in culture. So what you want to be really careful with anytime you're discussing vice substances is accessibility and normalization to those two things.
So I guess the other side of the argument is, if it's legal, shouldn't people be able to do what they want, or it actually harms people more, and then it becomes a, I guess for lack of a better word, really a burden on the other people in society?
That's the root of the whole question. And I think certainly anytime people choose to do something that's got some harmful side effects to them, society ends up picking up some of the costs. But with that aside, I tend to lean way more libertarian in my own politics, and I think people can do whatever it is they feel like they're doing. And that's why I went to great lengths in the book to try and make it as balanced and honest and unbiased as I can, because far be it for me to tell somebody what they should or should not do with their lives. But I think that a lot of the times this conversation is being had in a bit of a vacuum, where people are not considering either the societal side effects or the individual side effects. You know, we are basically inundated with news that this particular substance is a fix-all for everything under the sun, from budget crises to hangovers to hangnails. And you know, usually when somebody tells you that they're selling something that'll fix everything, we're pretty critical about it, but we haven't really been on this.
I think we have
to look at the downside.
Yeah, I think one of the issues that we face today, Ben, is that you have a lot of, you know, boomers and Xers that kind of grew up with marijuana, smoking it in college illegally, and now there's a sense of excitement that they can do it legally, and that's a problem, I believe, at the point we are in the decriminalization, commercialization.
I totally agree. And the trick in applying our own use, so I got sober in the mid-90s, and even in the mid-90s, if I would apply my own use to this, my idea of what this substance is would be really antiquated. So just to give you an idea, and I kind of spelled it out
about
really
15
early
seconds.
On
we only got about 15 seconds left, Ben.
Okay. It has increased about 60% in potency since when those folks were consuming. It's a different substance.
It's definitely a different substance. Ben, I appreciate being on the show. This is AM 560 The Answer, where we're going to get, for 2018, your small business unstuck. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me, since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry. This is normal. Well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business, gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best-known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there, there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables.